This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed on Wednesday authorities were investigating a vehicle explosion at a key crossing between the United States and Canada.
Mr. Speaker, this is obviously a very serious situation in Niagara Falls. There was a vehicle explosion at the Rainbow Bridge crossing.
Fox News earlier reported the FBI was investigating a vehicle explosion at the Rainbow Bridge border crossing. Two people in the vehicle are dead and one Border Patrol official has been injured, the report said. Trudeau said all four international border crossings in western New York had been closed. Israel has continued its aerial bombardment in the Gaza Strip ahead of an agreed pause with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas that would see hostages released in return for a ceasefire and release of Palestinian prisoners, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Plumes of smoke could be seen in East Khan Yunis, billowing over residential areas. It was not clear what was targeted in the strikes. Minutes later, injured people, including children, were lifted from ambulances and rushed into hospital. Despite the continuing hostilities, the truce raises hopes of eventually winding down the war, which was triggered by Hamas's October 7 raid into southern Israel. Hospitals in Gaza continue to report deaths from daily strikes, often dozens at a time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first pause in the nearly seven-week-old war, reached after mediation by Qatar, was hailed around the world as a sign of progress that could ease the suffering of civilians in Israeli-besieged Gaza and bring more Israeli captives home. Arab ministers praised the agreement and said it should be a first step toward a full